Our readings are from last weekend and this weekend. They are pretty much dealing with the same theme of forgiveness, the theme of mercy. And in our gospel today, we have this beautiful story about this king who forgave his servant. And whenever we have a parable in the gospel, always the parable is about the way God relates with us, the way God reaches out to us. And today, right from the first reading and the gospel, we hear how merciful God is with us. We hear how forgiving God is with us. But God does not just forgive us like that, as we heard in the story. The same way that he shares his gift of mercy with us, he's asking us to do the same with our brothers and sisters. The same way that he forgives us, he's asking us to gain courage and extend a similar forgiveness to those who have done us wrong. Why is that? Why is it important to forgive our brothers and sisters? It's important because of this. When we don't forgive them, what we do is that we hold grudges in our hearts. We hold resentments in our hearts, anger in our hearts. So our hearts, they are pretty much full with things that they're not supposed to be there. When we forgive, we create space in our hearts. We create room in us so that we can receive the mercy that God is extending to each one of us. We empty our hearts, God fills it with his mercy. That's the way it works. The second thing is this. When we hold resentment in our hearts, when we hold grudges in our hearts, we tend to experience life. We tend to see the life that God is giving us through the lenses of those resentments, through the lenses of the anger that we hold inside us. So we fail to receive what God is extending to us, which is the gift of mercy, the blessing of compassion, the blessing of a wonderful day that we have every day that we wake up. And that's why forgiveness is very important to each one of us, because when we forgive, we create space and receive the mercy from God. Forgiveness, again, it's a journey. It's a process. Sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it takes time. But what Jesus is telling us today is that the important part is to be open to that journey, to be open to that process. Because when we are open, then surely we will receive the mercy from God.